Okay, let's go. It's late. Torah, Vayeshev, Hanukkah. We're not on the last paragraph yet. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining over here that... Okay, he's explaining Mesiras Nefesh of the Nefesh Elokeis is the level of Hashem Echad. B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzarecha, B'chol Nafshecha is the level of Mesiras Nefesh of the Nefesh Abamas. Then he goes into the third level, B'chol Meidecha, which is the level of Tzedakah. So he says, in Torah you have different people, some Kanun Chumash, some Mishnah, some Gemara, some everybody Chassidus, whatever. Then you have level of Tzedakah, and he says... Okay, like 11, 12 lines from the end of the first of the second paragraph in 58. Kneida, like it's known, shamitzvah same basiya gashmis. The mitzvahs which are in physical objects, heim bechinas k'tedus hanasim misamamonim, is this level of k'tedus that comes from the spices she'ein b'hem tam. You can't taste them. They have no taste. They have a smell, but you can't taste them. And they're not food. And from there it comes to the level of smoke. The ketedus causes the smoke up. The chazik of sameach to strengthen the mind. Return the soul. Shereish is gili klos the nefesh. That the beginning of the revelation of the soul is, the Kral Rebbe says, is in the mind. What's the first place where the soul comes into? The highest part of the person, which is the brain. And what is the purpose of smell? Like we learned, smell, God forbid if somebody faints, you give them something strong to smell, it revives them. So what does smell do? It keeps the neshama in the body, basically. That the nefesh shouldn't leave the head, meaning shouldn't die. He says like this, what's the union of ketedus, of smell? Smells basically keeping the nefesh in the body, because that smell revives the neshama in the body. So therefore he says, that's the whole inyan of mitzvahs. What's the inyan of mitzvahs? He says, uklalus, he's going to explain, mitzvahs at tzedakah. Shalel, concerning tzedakah, it says, tzedakah treimim goy. The tzedakah elevates the nation, shemisreimem is ve'ele lemaila maila, that it keeps going higher and higher. In other words, tzedakah affects two things. Number one, that the neshama elevates itself to a higher, higher level. That's why it's v'chol me'idecha, the level of infinite. And it says that you tzedakah kishroyim. He puts on tzedakah. There's a pasuk that says like this. He puts on tzedakah like armor. You know, like the soldiers used to have armor. V'kavei yushua bereishit. And the hat of salvation is on his head. Now, what is armor? The Gemara says that pasuk refers to tzedakah. It says, "Vayilbash tzedakah." That tzedakah is like the armor. What does that mean? Shir yeinu mekashkashim rabim. What? How do you have armor? Armor is not one piece of metal. It's a lot of little pieces. You know, one on top of the next, like you know.
Like scales.
Yeah, that's basically that's the word for it. The same thing. The Gemara says, every like the first man, every penny you give eventually, after about a million years, will add up to $100. So you have, just like armor is made up of a lot of different small pieces, but that is what the protection of the person is from whatever arrows and whatever. The same thing, tzedakah. Liyaz b'chin ishirian, to be the armor, which is Mogin Hulacholachesim Beit, which is the shield for everybody. So therefore, what's the connection between tzedakah and armor? Just like armor is made up of a lot of little pieces, which causes protection of the person. Kach tzedakah nasa b'chinas Mogin Amichsa. Shleyen yanik esakli b'sitra achra, that it shouldn't be nourishment to evil. In other words, armor, he says, is like this. It protects you from evil. That's what armor is. Tzedakah protects the Jew that they don't get nourishment from evil. Evil, klipa, tries to give life to the person, right? Sinning likes to give life, would give life to the person. So the tzedakah is like the armor that doesn't allow evil to have any jurisdiction over the person.
How about looking at tzedakah as the liberator of one to be elevated up?
It's the same thing. For being in Zed, to explain this, it says, Ater is tiferet seva b'derech tzedakah t'imotzei. It says, the crown of glory of old age, b'derech tzedakah t'imotzei, will be found through tzedakah. Meaning, shemabchin is tzedakah. Through the level of tzedakah, nasa b'chinas ateres tiferes seva. Ateres is a crown, atara. Tiferes is beauty,
glory
of seva, of old age. Meaning, that refers to hadras panim, a nice face, you know, a beautiful face, which is yair Hashem panim, which is Hashem revealing his panimis. B'chinas talum is levu panimis alev. Into the hidden part of the heart, meaning Yor Hashem Panav Elacha means Hashem should reveal his face, meaning not that God forbid Hashem has a face. Yor Hashem Panav means Hashem should reveal his inner levels of Kedusha, meaning the levels that is on the face that you see is who the person is, meaning what the level that's bottled to Hashem. That it becomes one with the brain in a way of treirei and dolemis parshim, of two friends that are inseparable. It says in Kabbalah, Chochma Bina is treirei and dolemis parshim, two inseparable friends. Okay, that causes that the pnimius of Hashem comes into the person in such an extent, and person feels it to such an extent, that him and Hashem become inseparable. And therefore, there's an interesting story. The Alter Rebbe's son, the Mittel Rebbe, who took over after the Alter Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe's greatest chassid, that's what we call Talmid HaGadol, they call him, of the Alter Rebbe, was the Baron Strasheller. He's a very, very great man. He was originally from the top, the chassidim of the Alter Rebbe. And the Mittel Rebbe and him were very, very close. Obviously, you know. And they used to talk a lot. So, one time, there was a chassid with the Alter Rebbe, and the Mittel Rebbe and Aaron Strashel were walking in the street, talking in chassidus, whatever they were talking in. So the chassid said to the Alter Rebbe, Trei Rei and the Lame is Parshim. The two friends are inseparable. So the Alter Rebbe said, he sighed and he said, Halavai. Because what happened afterwards, that Aaron Strashel broke away from the Alter Rebbe. And it was a rift between them. So this chassid said to inseparable, that the Alter Rebbe said halavai. But you have Chochma Bina becomes inseparable. Meaning, when you feel something internally, then you're inseparable from it. It's when it's all external, in other words, it's all show, then it doesn't last with you. Chochm is the spark, Bina is the broadening of it. Kichsein yisalev, the external level of the heart, enim isalched esameich, doesn't become one to mind. Shameich b'shusel lahaskul is b'enim gedulah singsav baruch. But chitzein yisalev, enim b'shusel. The external part is not in his domain, like the Gemara says, it's not exactly similar, but tzadikim, they control their heart, and rishoim, they are controlled by their heart. And suddenly because, so when you feel something, like we learned many times, Ava is numerically 13, which is the same numerical value as Echot. When you feel somebody, feel something, then you become one with them. And if it's all not, it's not that internalizing, so then it doesn't stay one. Doesn't last.
How about Zoom?
Zoom?
Zoom, yeah.
What do you want to know about Zoom?
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know what you want to know about Zoom.
Not the same as
being controlled by your heart is not always bad. Rather than being strictly intellectually being motivated, one with heart is also good, isn't it?
No. the proper.
How are you motivated?
Because the heart. Unless if you're a tzaddik that has no nefesh habamis or yetzahara, your heart desires worldly things.
For your own, yes.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
But you also need to have...
Ideally, let me tell you the way it works in Judaism. The premise of everything is what's called Kabbalah Seil, doing what Hashem wants. That's a given. Hashem wants it, I do it. Then Hashem wants that you should not do it just coldly, you should have feelings for it. Because when you feel it, you become one with it. Now, how do you feel godliness? We're very physical, mundane creatures. How can we feel such spirituality as godliness? So therefore, Hashem told us in Torah, there's something called Nasa V'Nishma, which means the premise is we're going to do it. That's the premise. Then Hashem says, it's not enough to say we're going to do it. Hashem says, the Jews have to say Nishma, we'll also understand it. Why do you have to understand it? What's the purpose of understanding it? So there's two things. Number one, that's the highest faculty of a person is the mind. So Hashem wants the highest faculty of the person to become one with Hashem. But it's not enough to stay in the intellect. It has to come into feelings. So the mind needs to stimulate the intellect. The mind needs to stimulate the heart. So then you have a total picture. If you have the premise, I'm going to do it. Which means it's right, that's it. There's no question, even if I understand it, don't understand, it's totally irrelevant. I'm going to do it.
Because
Hashem told me to. Then Hashem says, okay, but I want you to utilize your brain as number one. It's the highest faculty of the person. So the brain has to become attached to Hashem. But what's more important than that is by understanding it intellectually, then you feel it. And when you feel it, then it becomes internalized. Okay? That's why you really love somebody if it's internalized. If you become one with them. Otherwise, you don't feel it. If you feel yourself, then you can't love. You can't love if you only feel yourself. Why? Because then it's all you. It's not becoming one with somebody else. The only way you can love somebody else is when you don't, when you are part of somebody else. Okay. Anyway, top of the page. Our pnim yitzalev misached es mamish mamreich. But the pnim yitzalev does become one with the mind. Umach mesat tzedakah, and through the level of tzedakah, nasa b'chinas reich hamesh v'sanefesh. Becomes the smell that returns the soul, and therefore the intellect becomes revealed to become one in the internal levels of the heart. Meaning, tzedakah causes the person to feel elokus, to feel godliness. What the pasuk says, oil and ketedus will make a person happy. What does it mean? Who is, it says, Zakadish Baruch Hu, it says like this. The pasuk says, Shemen and Ketedus, Shemen and the spices, the incense, will make the heart happy. Who's the heart? So the Medrash says, Zakadish Baruch Hu. The heart refers to Hashem. In other words, what makes Hashem happy? When a person gives Shemen and Ketedus, meaning, Kamei Shalev Mam Shechai Socholei Ibarim. Why is Hashem called heart? Because that's like the blood. So the entire body comes from the heart, right? Pump. And therefore, what does it mean, Simcha Salev? What does it mean? It makes Hashem happy. Hainu b'chinas gili pnimius. The pnimius of the person in Hashem. Hainu b'chinas pnimius erin tzav baruchu ein arech elov to the ultimate pnimius of Hashem. That's what is the concept of and he said by day had tzedakah, which is a level of bittul yesh la'ayin. Tzedakah is a level of bittul. It's very interesting. Tzedakah, if you work for me and I pay you, it's not tzedakah, right? I mean, you did a job, I have to pay you. What is tzedakah? When you really don't deserve it, you come over to me and say, yeah, okay, give me tzedakah. Yeah, I don't owe you anything. So if it's only about me, why should I give you money? go work. I mean, like, why should I give you money? What is giving tzedakah to somebody? It's a level of bittul. Yeah, maybe he doesn't deserve it, but he does deserve it. Because I need to give for myself to somebody else. And therefore, the Gemara says a very interesting statement. The poor man does more for the rich man than the rich man does for the poor man. Why? The rich man gives him a buck. Okay, gives him a buck. The poor man gave him the ability to do a mitzvah. And not only to do a mitzvah that shows that the person is a caring person and a proper human being. Now, by the way, even that, Chassidus explains, and Rebbe explains based on the end of the first parak of Tanya, it also depends why you give tzedakah. We're talking now high levels. Let's give the money. That's the main thing. Give the tzedakah. But a person can give tzedakah for two reasons. Either one attitude is as follows. I want to be a good person. I want to be a complete person. You know, I want to be a... One of the ways of being a good person is by giving tzedakah. So I'll give you tzedakah. Yeah? It's a very good act. But you know what? It's still what's in it for me. I gain by it. Well, it's what I gain. It's my completeness. When a person gives tzedakah, because the person's attitude is, really it's Hashem's money. I am only the manager of the estate. Okay, Hashem entrusted me with X amount of money, but it's not my money. It's Hashem's money. If your attitude is Hashem's money, and therefore when I give tzedakah to somebody, I'm not thinking I'm becoming a good person. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. You work for me, I have to pay you. It's the same thing. I'm not doing it. Yes, it makes you a good person, but I'm not doing it to become a good person. I'm doing it because this is what needs to be done. Because I have no right to the money more than you do. That's the proper way of doing it. And that reveals the pneumius of the person. It's bittul. If I give tzedakah, that means, if I'm doing it for the right purpose, by the way, it means that I'm really understanding that I am not more important than you. It's all the same. Hashem made, I'm the giver, you're the receiver. But it's all part of Hashem's thing. It's not that I'm better than you. Hashem set it up right now because the wheel of fortune keeps turning. So it's gagalachayze. But bottom line, right now, Hashem made, I'm the giver, you're the receiver. But we're all the same thing. It's it's like a parent with a child. Yeah. The parent is the giver, the child is the receiver. That doesn't necessarily mean, the parent is better. No, this is the role. Right now, I'm the parent, you're the kid. Mitchum, you'll be a parent and then you'll be the, you know.
Yes, sir.
It's,